This is Kathy Forster reporting from the Folk Alliance Conference here in Kansas City, Missouri. We are doing a little, what we're calling the bedroom concert series here at the Sheraton Hotel during the conference. And one of our great friends dropped by, Heather Platt. Thank you so much for coming by.
Oh, thanks for having me.
It's wonderful. Good seeing you again.
Yeah, you too.
So you've got a recent CD out called Lighted Windows.
Yes, I do. And you guys have been playing it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we've been playing, I think, probably about since the summer.
Yeah, late spring, early summer, yeah.
And we've been enjoying hearing your music on the station.
Thank
and
you.
We met you back at Far West this past year, right?
Yes, I was here. We actually met last year at this event, but we connected
again,
definitely, again at Far West in Bellevue.
So why do you come to these conferences?
Well, first of all, to learn, to learn and to grow as an artist. But I have to say probably the best thing about it is just connecting, with great people such as you and fellow artists and all the industry people here that are so incredibly helpful and willing to share their hard-fought knowledge, because that's really what it's about, and just the creative environment and the connections you get with kindred spirits everywhere. You know, it's wonderful. It's just a great, community of people.
It's like I think we were talking about this yesterday, that we're sort of like the only people in our communities who kind of live the life that we live,
So it's got its own unique perspective on the world, and it's nice to share that.
Kind of nice to see that there's somebody else who's doing the same thing you are and dealing with, the PTA and
exactly
feeling like you're like the
being
only,
a mom and all that, but having your own career
and being a musician as well. It's it's not like the other mothers who are like nurses or teachers.
I know. I had to leave my two kids at home this week with dad so that I could do this, and I feel so blessed that I'm able to do that.
Yeah.
So, but it's important. It's important to pursue that as a mother and to show them, the power of following your dreams and, the joy. They need to see you have joy too.
Right,
so,
exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So,
and see you be creative and
so
show that you can express yourself.
Yes, as you have a child too, so you get that. It's a good thing. It's important.
Exactly. At what point did you start getting into songwriting?
Well, I actually started writing songs when I was very young. I was actually 12, and I really pursued music all of my life. I went to college and have a music composition degree. I really pursued, the music career the way you traditionally did. I went to LA after college, and then I really kind of got burned out on the whole thing, and I really took some time to just be a mom. And my kids, having children really was the trigger for my songwriting in many ways. It really opened me up. I talk about the vulnerability of being a mother and a parent, and I really needed that, I think, to get my music to a different level. And so I feel very blessed that, it was time. Everything happened for a reason.
Right.
And now is the time.
So you think your lyrics before you became a mom were less personal? Or
I just think there's a certain level of vulnerability that you need to have as a songwriter. I mean, to really come across to other people and break through and touch them. I really think that's what they feel in your music, and that's where they connect. And, being a mother, you just feel like it's all on the line, and you just love so completely and so much, and it's just a very genuine, true thing. And that might not be everybody's trigger, but for me, it really was. So,
I'm glad that you were able to continue your career and not let motherhood get in the way.
Yeah, and I'm seeing more and more of that. I'm seeing a lot of people bringing their families to these events, and I just think it's very liberating and wonderful. There's no reason not to follow your heart.
Right, no matter where you are in your life.
Exactly, and it doesn't make you a bad parent. It makes you a better parent. I really believe that. So,
Even though it hurts to be away from them for a little while.
It does, but in some ways, it's interesting because I started coming to these events. I actually record in Nashville, and that was the first time I had ever left home, and it was a little over a year ago to make my first album, and at the time it was shocking, but then I have a 13-year-old daughter, and this summer she's, She's very attached. In the summer, for the first time, decided she wanted to take a plane trip by herself to visit her uncle, my brother, in Tucson, Arizona. And she did it. And I can't help but think that my independence is rubbing off on her a little bit. And that's a healthy thing to have.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, can you do us a song from your latest CD?
Okay. Do you want me to do... I think I'm going to do the title track to my album. Okay. And this album is called Lighted Windows. And, it's really just a song I wrote. I love dusk. I love that time of day, the twilight, and all, you know, just when the lights come in on inside and it's dark outside, and you just feel kind of reflective, and that's what this song is about. So here's Lighted Windows. Driving through town alone, this house is by the road, settle into the night. I'm drawn into the light, wondering how it would be if it were me. Turning the porch light on in a place where I belong. Brush that pipe dream. It's only a trick, the night we'll play. The road is dark, no moon tonight. Each hour's lit up as I go by. Feel like the only one who's driving. To no point on the horizon every turn. Can't help but think somewhere a light's left on for me. If I could find the right direction, overlook the imperfections, I suppose. We've all got to look in those lighted windows. Lighted windows. Just when I think it's gone, the light switches on. I'm wondering where you're at, and if you ever look back. Every town I pass through, a stranger that looks like you catches me in my stare, and I'm helplessly aware of empty miles I burn. Looking for a sign when I will never find. You turn, the road is dark, no moon tonight. Each hour's lit up as I go by. Feel like the only one who's driving. To no point on the horizon every time. Can't help but think somewhere a light's left on for me. If I could find overlook the imperfections, I suppose. We've all got to look in those lighted windows. Lighted windows. Nobody bothers to tell you you are the last one to know what you have. Till you lose it where you belong, till you go. Maybe the whole world is just fooling itself the way I do. Or maybe they've held on to love the way I should have held on to you. The road is dark, no moon tonight. Each house lit up as I go by. Feel like the only driving to no point on the horizon every turn. Can't help but think somewhere a light's left on for me. If I could find the right direction, overlook the imperfections, I suppose. We've all got to look in those lighted windows.
Beautiful. Heather Platts.
Thank you very much.
Who are your influences? I mean, you...
I really do, even on my album, I actually, in the liner notes, thank Neil Diamond. My mother was a huge Neil Diamond fan, and it was just in our house and on our long drives in the cassette player, that kind of a thing. And there really was a moment. I remember when I was 12 years old listening, I think it was to Hello Again by Neil Diamond, and I just said, I want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to write songs. So,
you said you're like 12 when that happened?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It happened to me when I was 11.
Oh, okay. So you got me beat by a year. Yeah. So was there a particular?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll have to tell you about it.
Okay.
we'll share my experience.
I get it. So, and now, you know, I really listen to all kinds of things, you know, anywhere from 21 Pilots to Jason Isbell. I'm really amazing.
He's amazing.
Amazing writer. So really any good song. Give me a good song. And
yeah. So I know back when you said you were trying to make it in L.A., you said that there was a glut of female performers who were the thing you were doing.
Yeah, there really was, you know,
so
Sarah McLachlan.
So much room for female singers.
Well, there is, you know, although, you know, I think it's great that we have a voice, and I hope that we have more of them. I think we all have a unique voice, so I think it's wonderful. And especially those of us, you know, the mother thing and living life and not being afraid to go for it no matter what time of your life you're at, you know. I think that's important.
Yeah, so. And we've got a generation now of people that are our age that we need that voice out there.
We absolutely do, and I'm seeing more and more that women are doing it, and that's really kind of a part of why I'm doing it. I like to inspire people a little bit to take a chance and say, why not? Why not me?
Exactly, yeah. So you talked about a new CD coming out later this year.
Yes, I have a new 5-song EP, just finished up recording, and that's going to be out in May, this spring. I'm really excited about it, and I'd love to play a song for you from that upcoming album. It would be great. This song is called Speed Bump, and you can actually hear an early mix of it if you go to my website at heatherplatzmusic.com, and if you sign up for my newsletter, I'll send you the complete song. But this is a great song for me because it's really about the experience of actually doing something like making a CD, you know, after I have children and taking the chance and doing it. It's really a song about something that seems impossible that you go ahead and you do and say, hey, that wasn't so bad after all. So I hope this is something everybody can relate to in a certain way. The song is called Speed Bump. And I have to say it was co-written with my producer, Bruce Michael Miller. So... Looking down, counting the cracks in the sidewalk pavement, kicking on the ground, and that I don't give a damn. Well, I've been there, standing on the edge of believing something, holding back from life that way, like it was a river you would never cross, the battle you had already lost, to chew you up, spit you out. Turn your dreams into down a mountain that who knew would someday turn into a speed bump in the rear view. Just a speed bump in the rear view. Nobody else can tell you the way to fight your demons. You wrote gotta turn their page. All I know is the first step that you take is the hardest. After that, you're on your way to the river you would never cross. The battle you had already lost would chew you up, spit you out, turn your dreams into down a mountain. To
when you're climbing. You might be lost, you just keep driving on. On and on and on. Everything you think you know will get left by the side of the road. And there's no map to where you're going. Cause it's a river you would never cross. The battle you had already lost. It would chew you up, spit you out, turn your dreams into down a mountain that who knew would someday turn into a speed bump in the rearview. In the rearview, it would chew you up, spit you out, turn your dreams into down a mountain that who knew would someday turn.
Beautiful. Heather
Thank you. Platts, everyone. Thank you so much for having me.
And that's from her CD that will be out in May.
Absolutely.
And what's the title of that going to be?
The title of that album is Running It Red.
Running It Red. I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And Speed Bump goes with that. Uh-huh. And the newest CD is called Lighted Windows, and you can hear that on KC Cafe Radio as well as going to Heather's website and checking uh-huh. it out.
And heatherplattsmusic.com.
All right.
So thank great. You very much. It's great to see you.
Yeah, same here. Thank you. Heather Platts. I'm Kathy Forstie from KC Cafe Radio and live here at Folk Alliance International.